Thanks for listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac, on demand, brought to you by SEL Mortgage, the leaders in Colorado of special circumstance lending, helping everyone, including people with unusual financing needs. Locally owned and operated, visit MySpecialMortgage.com. That's MySpecialMortgage.com.
Do you know what school is actually in Omaha?
What was that?
We're having an off-the-air conversation, but
Creighton. In Omaha?
Creighton.
Yeah.
Right.
Creighton.
Not Nebraska.
No, that was the Lincoln. Stinking Lincoln.
Right.
By the way, we're going to see them next year.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be cool.
Hey, man, did that loss yesterday suck all the energy out of you?
No, not at all. Not
Why?
At all.
Why?
Because when I came on the air with you on Tuesday, I said, watch out for this San Fran team. They're better than their...
I don't understand how you had a better eye for them than I did. I don't understand, because I watched them and they gave... You know what? They put the ball on the ground three times yesterday. And we didn't get not one... They had a muffed punt.
Yep.
Okay? They had another fumble that they had on the ground. And they threw an interception. So, I mean, we got one.
Yep.
We got one. We should have had at least three. And it didn't happen for us like it's happened for everybody else. But you know what? You know what? I'm going to take that. I'm going to take that one. I'm going to take that one. Because I once had a great defensive coordinator who said, turnovers are hustle plays. Turnovers are hustle plays in the NFL.
Broncos get those other two and then go plus three on the day they win. And you know what? That is what San Francisco had been doing to themselves.
That's right.
So when I looked at it, I'm like, well, Mullins just threw over 400 yards against Seattle. And if you look at the disparity in the score, I mean, there was a, you know, 95-yard pick six in there. There were penalties on third down, which gave...
But the 49ers have done dumb stuff all year,
I know,
D-Mac.
I know, but if
them
they...
to keep doing the dumb stuff.
But that doesn't mean they're bad players. They were just doing dumb stuff.
Drops and I mean, how many drops did we see? You know, we saw drops and everything else. I mean, it was what young players do in this league. They just aren't proficient enough to be, you know, pros.
By the way, I think part of the problem, and you really missed Emmanuel Sanders yesterday.
Oh, man, the blocking
because
by the wide receivers,
Case
man.
Keenum obviously does not have faith in any of these other guys down the field.
We had a couple drops, but, you know.
But there's no who's going to stretch the field for the Broncos right now? Cortland Sutton is just a jump ball guy. He's got okay speed, but not like Sanders. He's a jump ball guy. Tim Patrick, hey, thank God for Tim Patrick. And by the way, Philip Lindsay got to be better catching the ball.
Oh, my goodness. Did you see where the ball was targeted for him?
I got you. But he's
what do you
just,
mean? I mean, he was sitting down in the zone, and Case Keenum was just throwing it in front of him like he was a
couple of the routes were the same exact routes Cam Newton throws to Christian McCaffrey, which commonly go for like 12 to 15 yards.
Well, give me one where Philip Lindsay clearly dropped one.
I think he stopped short on a little like
out
route.
He was supposed to just stop right there. That was his check down.
Okay. Well, Case Keenum threw it ahead of him, so Case Keenum thought he should keep moving on it. There was another, you know, I'd have to go back and look at it. He had seven targets.
I mean, one-handed ball way in front of him.
Phil Musgrave did exactly what we were advocating they do. Target Philip Lindsay in the passing game more. Seven targets, 14 runs, which is essentially a great game for Philip Lindsay. 21 total touches or opportunities for touches. Good mix of run and pass. It should have worked great. It just was a bunch of mush. You don't have a good quarterback. You got an okay. He's okay. He's Case Keenum.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to be mad at Case Keenum ever again. I'm not going to be mad at him.
So you ask me.
I get out of Case Keenum is, by the way, his numbers look exactly like they looked last year. You know, or maybe it balances out at the end of the year where the touchdowns and interceptions are, you know, 2-1. Like, say that if he keeps down this trend, what do we have, three more games? Maybe he can find a way to get, you know, 20, 22 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. On paper, it looks pretty good.
My soul wasn't crushed.
But, you know, that's we really understand and know what's going on. I mean, who throws interceptions, you know, on first down? That's what we were doing early in the year. I mean, I heard James Lawson say it yesterday, and I almost just thought, I'm like, right? I was saying to the television, right? Who throws first down interceptions?
My soul wasn't crushed because I thought the 49ers were a good team. I said it all week. I did predict the Broncos to win, and I really did think if they got the ball back with about 2.5 minutes to go, they were going to win. They didn't get the ball back.
We couldn't cover in the middle of the field. That's a play I think that Brandon Marshall makes. So I'm just sorry. I'm not devastated at all.
You're all bummed out. This is not just me, man.
I think the city of Denver yesterday kind of like listening to the phone calls with Sandy and just the instant reaction.
Well, people want to believe people,
right?
And you gave them three games, but you could make the argument.
But we lost two of the worst teams in the NFL.
Why did Philip Rivers throw the ball at that dude's feet? You know, why did Ben Roethlisberger?
Why did that receiver for the fullback for the Raiders drop the ball in the flat?
Why did Ben Roethlisberger throw the ball in Shelby Harris's hands? I mean, it's not
Shelby
like
Harris almost had another interception yesterday.
Let's be honest. The only game we were blowing anybody out in is the Cardinals.
But I looked at the 49ers like I looked at the Cardinals.
Why?
Because they were 2-10, D-Mac.
Yeah, you got too focused on the...
No, but
the,
when I went back and looked at Kittle's, I mean, they had pure speed, good when coming back.
Kittle. You could say it's Kittle's.
I saw Kittle, and actually started breaking him down, I talked about it in great detail on Friday, that he was a real problem. He was a real problem that we had to deal with. But then Goodwin coming back was another real problem, which means that we were going to play cover three. We could not go out there and play man-to-man against that squad because they had superior speed. Kittle absolutely runs like a wide receiver.
Well, that's what we said all week last week.
But we rolled our eyes calling him a tight end. Listen, but seeing him run like basic Krause or seeing him just, you know, it was just a simple play action where he shuffled and then he just runs through the defense and you got Todd Davis and I don't know what Darian Stewart and Todd Davis' assignment was, but somebody blew it big time.
Watching the TV broadcast, is anybody aware that Kittle weighed 190 pounds going into Iowa?
Yeah.
They mentioned that 10,000 times.
The guy is a speed tight end. He's a speed tight end. We don't have a speed tight end on this team.
Skittles for everybody!
We don't have a speed tight end.
No, we don't. We don't have a speed tight end on this team. We don't have a guy that can run like that.
You mean on the active roster this week?
Period. We don't have a guy that can run like that.
Oh, okay. Butt's not that guy?
No.
All right.
We don't have a guy like, I mean, I don't even think Sharpie never ran like that. That guy is.
Well, he was 190 going into college.
I didn't hear that.
Will you say that again? Holy cow.
Skittles for the kingdom!
They got a lot of speed for the 49ers. I'm not kidding you. They have a lot of speed.
How much of the Browns game did you watch?
I just watched what was on Red Zone Channel.
That was a ridiculous win for them.
The Browns, I told you, were a good team defensively early in the year.
I cannot believe how the Panthers have just fallen apart. They have dropped 5 in a row. You got to make a bad team bad.
Holy cow. You can't expect for teams in this league and in this business to just give you wins.
You got to make a bad team bad. You think that's an easy game on Saturday for the Broncos?
I never said that one was going to be easy.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. No.
You've said it the whole year.
I said the two teams
you
in the Bay Area are two giveaway games.
You are unbelievable.
I said the two teams in the Bay Area were the two giveaway games.
You've been dismissing the Browns a whole year.
Well, not now.
Not now. Of course not now.
Not now. I don't know if we can win another game this year.
We could win them or we could lose them. Either way. We miss Emmanuel Sanders badly.
We miss Chris Harris badly.
And Chris Harris badly, yes. Yep. So, yeah.
I mean,
Here's what's interesting.
You know what? Even if Chris Harris was here, what do you do? You have to put him on Kittle. You have to put Chris Harris on Kittle.
Well, he's their best receiver. Why wouldn't you? Of course put him on Kittle. That would make the most sense. Take your chances with Pettis and put Chris Harris on Kittle. It's a weird matchup, but so what?
ball didn't bounce our way yesterday.
I mean, Kittle was basically a slot receiver. Sure, Chris Harris has played that a million times.
He gets blown up in the run game. Kittle's a big wide out. What do you want me to say, man?
0 yards in the second half. The Broncos defense tightened up.
Dude, they didn't target him. They weren't going at him, man. You kidding me? He was open all day.
You know what? I could actually look that up. How many targets do you think he did get in the second half? In the second half.
Maybe one, but I mean, look at the pass interferences and the holding calls and see who they were called on. Anybody that was holding him. Those were where the penalties came from was, you know, we get...
He had one target in the second half.
Yeah, there you go.
One.
Look and see where we had penalties in the first half, and you'll see...
10 penalties in the first half.
I think 5 of them were against guys that were holding Kittle.
Well, 3 of them were on Von Miller for being a dope. I mean, I don't know what else to call it. And even VJ said today, hey, Von's good enough to just go on the snap of the ball. He doesn't need all that other stuff. He got benched. He got benched, and they scored a touchdown. Not a good moment for Von. I mean, he owned it after the game. Bradley Chubb played great. No doubt about it. Had a good game.
Yeah, 2 sacks yesterday.
2 sacks yesterday. Both impact sacks. Both made a difference. Both were real high quality. So was Vaughn's. I thought they would get to Mullins more, to be honest with you. And they just missed getting him on that 3rd and 8 near the end of the game.
Right at the end of the game. Von Miller right in his face.
But that completion was just a killer. Killer. 3rd and 8. Get the ball back. We got about 2.5, 3 minutes to go. We're good. Going to win the game. Nope.
So that game did not suck the life out of you.
Not at all. Not at all. And,
I went to the Black Eyed Peas and just watched a little bit of
I didn't dismiss the Niners did all week.
You know what, man? You got to make a bad team bad. We just don't have the type of team to make a bad team bad. We just don't have that type of team. We don't have the type of team that make bad teams bad.
I still think we should have won. Don't get me wrong.
Right. But I thought we had the type of team that makes a bad team.
You thought it was going to be a blowout.
No, once again, let me finish that saying that so that you understand it the fourth time. I thought we had a team that makes a bad team bad. But we don't have the type of team that makes a bad team bad. We have the type of team that gives a bad team a chance and a belief that they can stay in the game and possibly win it because we didn't make them a bad team. That's what happens.
So now we're left with, like, the possibilities of the Broncos actually getting to the postseason. All right, here we go.
I want to hear that. I want to talk to the fellas.
The Broncos got to win their final three games.
This pie in the sky stuff, man.
They need the Dolphins to lose twice and either the Steelers or Ravens to lose twice. They also need the Colts and Titans to lose once. Does everybody follow that? Dolphins lose twice.
Nobody want to hear that, man.
Steelers or Ravens lose twice. Colts, Titans can't win out. They got to lose once, and they got to win every single game. Their odds of making the playoffs now are resting comfortably at like 3% or something. So with all that being said, do you feel like the season's over?
Yeah, it's done. It's talking about as far as making it to the postseason?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Done.
Child, please.
Okay. So now what?
So now we figure out what we have. We put these young receivers in there. We'll see who can play.
All right.
Who can actually produce on game day.
Do you need to see more from Case Keenum?
No, Case is who he is. I told you, should you play Kevin Hogan? I think you should.
Why not, right?
I think you should.
Why not? What do you got to lose?
Nothing.
What does winning at this point do for you?
Nothing.
Nothing. Not really. Well, it does do something. It could save Vance Joseph's job.
Win one more game and you can have that
the
Broncos haven't had back-to-back losing seasons.
Right.
What's the famous...
Since 1972.
There you go.
Haven't had back-to-back losing seasons.
Okay, so get to 8-8 and then play Kevin Hogan if you can get to 8-8. We go 79,
that's 79.
I mean, we you know, man, see, I want to talk to the fellas. I mean, I got all emotional about it yesterday, so I'm good now. I just kind of like watch football now. Now I'm just watching football. I mean, I don't even know if I'm analyzing anymore.
Do you keep
VJ? The head coach didn't do, you know what? There are two things that happened in that game yesterday, and I'll tell you, I was screaming. I was screaming at the television, and my wife was like, they can't hear you. Okay? Okay.
Alfred, we're not at the movie theater.
The toe tap on the sideline.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Whoever his replay guy is, okay.
Mitch Tanny.
Okay. Mitch Tanny blew it twice for him.
Mm-hmm.
Blew it. I mean, blew it. You have the announcer, mm-hmm. James Lofton, saying, that's a reception.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't see it from my angle until the last one where he probably had a little, you know, when you're actually in the booth, you get different replays mm-hmm. where you can actually see different angles during the course of the game because the guy will say in your ear, I have another view of it. And then you get a chance to see it as the other thing coming back, and then you can call for it.
What are you talking about? We went through this whole thing. You're dependent on their scoreboard or the
He said there was a you know what? I would
or the TV broadcast. You don't have you know what? There's not independent review.
I know, but what I'm saying is in my ear, like if I don't know if they can hear. I don't know if they could hear the game when
Probably
they're
not.
Doing
Probably not.
They can't hear it.
Probably not. And they don't have a recording device to go back.
That's too close then. If they can't hear the game.
Right.
Then,
well, I mean, they could turn up the volume, I suppose. It's a TV. I don't know how exactly
it
works.
I don't know how that works. But the last one when it was not a fumble.
Yeah.
I was like, that is a catch and a fumble.
Yeah.
Somebody
yep.
needs to tell him
yep.
upstairs
yep.
that's a completion.
Don't throw the flag.
Don't throw the flag.
Yeah. That clearly
that's on the team right there.
I
that's
agree.
On that's on the team. That's not on the head coach. That's on the team.
It was clear that was going to be called a catch
and
in a fumble.
I was actually.
I don't think VJ asked for help on that one. I think he just threw the flag. I think he just threw
oh
it
my
out there.
Goodness, man! He had to ask for help.
I don't think he did. You know what?
Does he not trust the people upstairs then? Because if they screwed up the first one, then maybe I can understand the second one. But those two instances were just like these gut-wrenching type of calls where you say, what in the world are they looking at?
All right, here's VJ on not challenging the Tim Patrick cast.
Yeah, we didn't see it happen really fast. I watched this morning. I couldn't tell from the coach's copies, but I couldn't see it. You know, it happened so fast, we didn't challenge it.
It didn't happen that fast. We all saw it on TV.
And we found out through your investigative work.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a good conversation, D-Mac, because
we all learned something
that
yep.
the replay is coming from upstairs from the TV copy. And remember mm-hmm. now...
Yep.
This was not the game where they had 30 cameras like they will tonight.
That's right.
On Monday Night Football.
And
this was a low-ranked CBS game.
Right, right.
Okay, and they didn't have all the cameras there.
Now, don't forget, too.
But they had...
The home team, by rule, has to show a replay.
A replay, but not...
But only one, and they don't define what angle they have to show it from. So as long as they show what, so if I'm running the
Jumbotron
in Ninerland in Santa Clara, I show it one time and I play highlights of Joe Montana the rest of the time. But if you're in Denver and my man Pat Jordan and his great crew over there at the Thundervision, they would show that, they would be showing it over and over and over and over again from every, they would be slowing it down, freeze framing it. And now we know how important that actually is. They blew the challenges twice. They should have thrown the challenge flag on Patrick, and they should have kept it in their pocket on the fumble. I agree. It's not great management. Do you bring VJ back next year?
Yeah, I do. I can't help it that our quarterback is a 6-10 to 9-7 quarterback.
Why?
Best year.
Did the Broncos lose yesterday? To a 2-10 team?
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
I really don't know.
What's your opinion?
My opinion is that they outplayed us on the offensive and defensive lines. Okay, we couldn't get our running game started. And our quarterback was 2-15 on third down. So if you're asking me, those would be the reasons that we lost the game.
Coaches or players or a combination of both?
Well, it's got to be a combination of both in that situation. Listen, man, they had first down and 15. I mean, first and 10 from the 15.
Mm-hmm.
85-yard, one-play touchdown,
unbelievable.
Baby.
Unbelievable.
85-yard, one-play touchdown.
Untouched.
Untouched.
How does it happen? To a tight end. I mean, you can't even make this stuff up.
This was first and 10. Was that first play.
He had like a 30-yard reception and like a 60-yard reception or whatever
this
that was.
This was first and 10, D-Mac. First and 10.
Skittles for everybody.
I do want to talk to the fellas.
Okay.
I do.
All right.
I do want to talk to the fellas.
All right. All right. All right.
First and 10? Man.
Phil, you're on the fan. Hi, Phil.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, Big Al, I was screaming at the television, too, and mostly about third downs, because what I was seeing is every third down, Keenum is throwing the ball short of the sticks. And then when he throws the ball short of the sticks,
it's late.
All they can do is catch it, and they can't run with it after they catch it. I mean, it was like, why not huck it down the field, look for the, you know, the interference. If they intercepted, so what? Good as a punt. But he's so afraid to throw the ball down the field, it's ridiculous.
Okay.
Hey, let's stop that. D-Mac, tell them again what you've been telling me for the last 3 weeks about Keenum.
Well, he's just Case Keenum.
By the way, Case Keenum played this way last year, but the Minnesota defense was so good. They were so good that they won all of those games. But Mike Zimmer didn't name him a starter.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
In Minnesota.
Yeah.
Ever.
Right.
Even in the NFC Championship game, they didn't name him the starter.
And they made no effort to retain him.
No effort. And I think they thought that he was having a good year. Let's ride it out. And I get it.
You have a dude who's afraid to throw the ball down the field.
I think it's a combination of Case, you know, wants to be it wants to be safe with the ball, you know, and obviously, you know, seeing different looks. But, you know, in my opinion, obviously being safe with the ball sometimes, you know, it allows you to have great numbers in that category. But as far as making plays on the field, you know, you can't be safe doing that. So he's got to take more chances down the middle field.
The season's over, though, so hey,
you know,
whatever.
What the head coach told you, what the head coach just told you. Yeah, hey, look, man, no turnovers. Hey, that may look good. We left that game, by the way, plus one.
Yeah.
I hope everybody knows that we left that game plus one and scored 14 points on offense. Plus one, 14 points on offense. That is just, I mean, look, man, I'm not going to be mad. I'm not mad anymore. I'm telling you, I'm not mad. I mean, D-Mac, I'm telling you. Because of what you just said.
Yeah, don't be mad.
You can't be mad at Case Keenum. He's only doing the things that he's done his entire career.
And by the way, I would say this too. If you're going to be mad at VJ, you better point the finger at John Elway as well. Because they go together in this move. Okay? We're only into the second year. This was Elway's plan. So if you're all riled up about VJ, then I would hope and think you have the same sort of dissatisfaction with the plan, because this is the plan.
Dilly dilly.
One more time before we go to break. Here we go. just to refresh, just in case you're getting to the show. For a career, Case Keenum is 26-25. The Denver Broncos record, he's 6-7. Completion percentage for a career, he's 61.9. For the 2018 season, he's 61.8. Yards per attempt, 7.0 for a career, 6.9 in 2018. So, what are we being? Why are we? There's no reasoning for being mad at Case Keenum or Vance Joseph. We got a quarterback who can play right around 500. And throws the ball 6.9 to 7.0 yards of reception, and is you know, a little better than 2-1 on the touchdown to interception. I mean, if that's what you want, that's what we got. But I'm telling you right now, you're never going to yield a team that is going to score more than 22, 23 points a game.
Ah, let's
face
it.
We scored 14 points yesterday. That's you know what? We can look at the 14 points that we scored yesterday and say, okay, but if you average out the 45 points that we scored on the Arizona Cardinals, then we get to our average.
I thought you said you weren't going to be angry.
I lied.
Ah, let's face it. The only thing different about Case Keenum is his bank account. It's the Drive on the Fan.
Sandy Clef here to tell you about SCL Mortgage, special circumstance lending, locally owned and operated. And if you're self-employed or work on commission, this is the place for you. Bank statement loans are back. You don't need tax returns to do your loan. In some cases, the bank statement loans can be done with credit scores in the low 600s. MySpecialMortgage.com on the web, 303-790-2222, the phone number. SCL Mortgage, licensed by the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, number 1200716.
The next Patrick Mahomes is Kyler Murray. But what's he going to do? I mean, he's the next immediate guy. Are you a fan of Haskins from Ohio State?
Oh, he's got a huge arm.
He does.
No touch. No touch. I did review him.
He's hardly played football. But he had a great year.
He's not that athletic either.
You know? He's eating a biscuit or two.
Yeah, but he is a pocket passer. He's a pocket passer. Huge arm, though. I mean, he's got a huge arm. I looked at the kid out there.
Kyler Murray is the closest thing to... He's probably closer to Baker Mayfield, actually. But... You know, Baker Mayfield, Patrick Mahomes, I think you'd put them all in the same kind of... Mahomes is pretty special. But when you think about Murray, about the comparisons between him and Mahomes. You can see him.
I'll tell you who's got a lively arm is that dude, Drew Locke from Missouri. I mean, he did not look good.
But he
made some throws against Alabama, but that's the game that I watched from its entirety, from the beginning to the end. Now, I'm going to be quiet about this. I stink at that. I suck at... At quarterbacks. I said last year, give me one of the Minnesota quarterbacks. I said, give me Paxton Lynch. I suck at them. I can't look at quarterbacks. I don't know what I'm looking at. I'm going to listen to somebody else. I know what I like. I know what I like. I like last year. I loved Lamar Jackson. That was my guy last year. I said, take him somewhere. I was talked down by so many people, but, you know, you got to know how to use your guys.
Yeah, why was everybody so negative about Lamar Jackson?
I don't know. Because he didn't run the 40. You know,
so what?
I said he wanted to play quarterback, and people were asking him to work out at wide receiver. I don't know. Just a guy who won the Heisman and had all these passing records.
Right.
So
Just that guy. He's just that guy.
I don't know, man.
If you're the Ravens, are you sticking with...
Joe Flacco's gone.
Yeah, Joe Flacco's gone. What's the point?
He's gone.
But they could still make the playoffs. Gonna be tough.
When you run the football and you have a solid defense, you can end up being the number one defense in the NFL. Because guess what? The offense possesses the football and puts the other team on a time clock, which means that they won't have 12 and 13 possessions this game. They're going to have 10, 11 possessions. That's a possible loss of 160 yards.
So do you see John Elway overreaching for a quarterback in the first round this year?
Yes.
I do too.
It's got to happen.
Well, no. It doesn't got to happen.
It's got to happen this year.
No.
D-Mac,
it definitely doesn't got to happen, but I see it happening.
Man, it's just, what? So this is, if he doesn't overreach this year, then what you're saying is that we're going to go into next year. We're going to be 500.
Probably, yeah.
Okay? You're going to put the young guy in. We're going to lose. And then you fire Vance Joseph.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
After you get 3 years out of him with bad quarterback play.
What if they had moved up and taken Sam Darnold?
What if they would have just drafted Patrick Mahomes?
Oh, my God.
Why don't you draft a quarterback every year in the first year that you get a chance until you find your guy? What's wrong with having two guys? Oh, you can't do that, Alfred. You can't draft a quarterback in the first round every year. Why not? Until you find your guy, keep drafting him. first, second? I want a first or second round guy every year until we find our guy.
You know, just to give that a little credence, don't you find it somewhat remarkable that Oklahoma just had two back-to-back Heisman Trophy winners? At quarterback?
No, but you know, you're Oklahoma.
No,
you know,
my point is, in these major college programs, all they do is stack up big-time quarterbacks.
They don't have a salary cap.
They don't have a
salary
cap.
But Oklahoma's salary cap is a lot larger than most schools.
There you go. Let's go to Jason. You're on the fan. Hi, Jason.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Got it.
Last time I talked with you was about a month ago, and before the three wins, and we were talking, DMAC, to give your plan some credence around, you know, just not having a plan. I'd like to talk about that for a moment, and Al, I'm really hoping you'll be objective here, because I'm not a Vance Joseph basher. I'm not one of those folks that's firing, because frankly, who's going to replace him right now, okay? So I think he's coming back next year, but I'm going to ask you to look objectively at the game yesterday. And we shouldn't even have got that. It shouldn't even have been that close. We shouldn't have got that touchdown we got. We had first and goal from, I think, what, the two-yard line? The two-yard line.
The one.
And Lindsey, one-yard line, okay? And we threw the ball four times.
Trying to preserve the clock. Trying to preserve the clock.
It doesn't matter. Score. Score. Put Jano.
We did. We did score. We did score. We did score.
Hold on. Let's talk about it, though, for a second. We did score. And the man that we're bashing here, Case Keenum, is the one that threw the ball to make that. Now, I'm not a proponent of keeping Case around long term, but how does that plan make sense? We're saying the strength of our team is to run the ball. You throw the ball. What if we hadn't gotten on fourth down? We probably would have gotten on first down if you put Royce in the game and you run the ball one time. Love to listen to your opinion. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate the phone call. But the thinking behind that is that every run play that you run in the NFL – if you don't get in, then what you've done is cost your team somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 seconds, 25 seconds. Right. Every time you run it, and it is not good.
Don't forget, to get to the one, there was a penalty, so the clock stopped.
Right.
You didn't run the ball down to the one.
You know, you got
to throw the ball there. You were down by two scores.
But the throws, though, did you see the throws?
They were terrible.
I'm like we got this amazing high point guy in Courtland Sutton.
Yeah.
And did you not work with him at all on red zone throws at all this week? Do you feel badly about it?
But you're right on a strategic point. You're down by 13 points. You got to score twice. You can't just take the risk of running the ball in the line and 30 seconds just burn off the clock. There's a million ways to score throwing the ball from the 1 yard line. I have no problem. Zero problem with them throwing the ball four times.
It was just the throws.
It was the throws. Here at the 1 yard line, throwing the ball is not a bad thing to do. It was the throws. They were terrible throws.
With only one timeout left.
You got to throw the ball. You can't throw the ball, man. You can't run it.
The 49ers
did
us the favor of a receiver caught a first down and ran out of bounds.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, man, the game yesterday, I'm telling you, on both sides, it was the 49ers snapped the ball and had 4 seconds left on the clock at the end of the game and took a knee. When I tell you, I don't know. I got my hands in the air, man. Look at me. You know what? I don't know. I don't know why I still get emotional about this, man. Because we should have known something was not going to be right when we went on this losing streak. So, whatever, man. I don't know. I guess my Buffaloes broke my heart this year.
Did you see Coach McIntyre's got a new job?
Where?
Defensive coordinator for Mississippi.
He always wanted to be anyway.
He said, I'm happy to be back. Was he there before in Oxford?
I don't know, but I mean, he's been meddling with the defense for some time now, from what I understand.
He's got himself another.
So he wants to be the defensive coordinator. Now he's the defensive coordinator.
So does he have to give up the $10 million?
No, they'll work out the difference in between what he makes and what the university owes.
So that saves the university some money, right?
But here's a trip one. Here's a trip one.
Yeah.
Jay McIntyre didn't go to the banquet, and he's a captain.
Saw that.
And you know what? I came to a deduction. You know what? I don't want another coach's kid on the football team because they end up being the captain. We got two captains, okay? Two coaches that were fired at the University of Colorado. Both of those kids ended up being captain. And both of those kids then go to the senior banquet. The hell with that. I don't want that again. You know what? Coach Tucker, send your kids someplace else. Send them someplace else. I don't want to see it again. I don't want to see it. So, you know, you can say what you want to say about, you know, tough business, whatever. When you hold a C on your chest, when you hold that C on your chest as captain, man, you got to stand for something. You got to show up for your teammates. I don't like that. You're no longer an amateur football player now, so you're going to the NFL. I don't like that. You should have came you should have came to the banquet. You should have came. Period.
This is The Drive on the Fan. I don't know what we got to do to win this fan football pick'em.
Yeah, it don't matter.
Oh, man, you are just in a mood now, huh? You are just in a mood.
That blew my weekend, man. I mean, that blew my weekend.
I picked Arizona to win.
Picked up the Christmas tree.
You got the Christmas tree? On a dark desert highway. Tell me about the tree.
I don't want to talk about the tree.
Come on, tell me about the tree.
No.
I want to hear about the tree.
Biggest tree they had.
Really?
Doesn't even fit in the house.
Nice.
Now I got to take the tree back. Well, weekend. Just,
you know what they
ruined,
say,
man.
Measure twice and then ignore it. I picked Miami to win.
I don't know.
Oh, what are you talking good
about?
For you.
Yeah, but stupid Zach already has 10. He's got more wins than everybody. So who you got tonight, Seattle or Minnesota?
I don't know.
All right. Are you going to be like this for the rest of the year?
I don't know, man.
Are you going to be a grumpy Gus?
You know what? I just invest too much emotionally in it to see it happen like it did. Sometimes I believe that I'm more emotional about the game than the players on the field.
Well, that's what Woody would have you believe. In his article in the Colorado Springs Gazette.
I'll be an emotional wreck, man.
Where did you think this was going this year, by the way?
I thought we would get the 10-6.
Seriously, honestly.
10-6 or 11-5. I said it all year long. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I would never back down from that.
Best we can do is 9-7.
I'm picking Minnesota.
You're picking Minnesota?
Because I don't care anymore. It don't matter. I lost anyway, so. Let's talk to the fellas. I don't want to talk to
Kyle. Just relax. We got Puffy J or something. Who do we get? Jumpy P? Swaggy P. We got Swaggy P on the Nuggets.
What was that yesterday?
Let's go to my man, Will. Hi, Will. You're on the Fan. What's happening?
How you doing?
Super.
So,
you see what the Chargers did to the Bengals yesterday? That's what good teams do. If you're not playing great, just find a way to win. Go ahead and go. I'll let you go.
So, whenever Case Keenum got here, I was hyped. But now that it seems like he's not working out, I want y'all to look at Will Greer from West Virginia.
I think they're projecting him to be like fourth through sixth pick in the draft.
Fourth round or fourth overall?
Fourth to sixth round.
Okay.
That's not what I've heard. I've heard he's like a mid first.
No, he's not.
Beginning of second.
No, he's not.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Like
not me liking him. I don't know how to pick quarterbacks.
Thanks, pal.
Appreciate it.
I can give you Walter Football, just their top 10. Nick Bosa, Quentin Williams, defensive tackle. Derek Brown, defensive tackle. Ed Oliver, defensive tackle. Wow. Lions with Devin White, linebacker. Atlanta, Jeffrey Simmons, defensive tackle. And they've got the Giants at 7 taking Justin Urbe from Oregon. Top quarterback. That's my favorite mispronunciation of his name, by the way. You got to think about it for a second to say Urbe. But they got Urbe going there. Then they got Juwan Taylor, offensive tackle to the Bills. The Jags with Dwayne Haskins. Oh, that's an interesting projection right there.
The Bills?
The Jags. Oh. Jags at number 9 taking Dwayne Haskins.
That dude's got a big,
How about that?
big, big arm.
That'd be interesting.
Dude's got a huge arm.
Packers taking Josh Allen, defensive end. Raquan Davis, the defensive end for the Browns, Tampa Bay. DeAndre Baker at 12. I've been high on that kid. Cincinnati taking Albert Okunbanambanano. He's a tight end out of Missouri. Dolphins taking Dexter Lawrence, defensive tackle, over Clemson. This is the problem the Broncos get in winning too many games. Indy taking Rashawn Gary. Redskins taking Drew Locke. The Redskins taking a quarterback.
Well, I mean, do we...
Got to think about that for a second.
Well, do you know whether or not Alex Smith is ever going to play football ever again?
Let me see. Just quickly skip down to where they have the Broncos. And they have the Broncos taking Zach Allen, a defensive end, defensive tackle from Boston College, which means you project that Derek Wolfe would probably be gone and Pecco, who knows, and, you know, that sort of thing. So not very sexy, and they've got the Broncos picking at 19. So I do not see your guy, Will Greer, anywhere in this little projection. We got to run, Alfred. We'll get to it tomorrow.
All right, fellas, hang in there with me, man. We'll see you back here tomorrow. For my partner, D-Mac, for my man, Kyle Berry, and Jason, man, I appreciate you, bro, stepping in today. I'm Big Al. We'll see you tomorrow at 3 on the Drive. Good night.
See ya.